In a world where woodworking DVDs have been known to put people to sleep, two heroes emerge to shine a light of truth on your woodworking library. Welcome to Wood Talk Online Review Show.
Right, if you're a regular listener to Wood Talk Online Radio, you're probably wondering, what the heck is this? And if you're new, here's a quick introduction. I'm Mark, host and creator of The Wood Whisperer at thewoodwhisperer.com. And that fine-looking fella over there is my buddy Matt. He's the host and creator of Matt's Basement Workshop at mattsbasementworkshop.com. You know, he's also the podfather of woodworking, but that's a tale for a different day. So Matt and I decided that our lives were not busy enough, so we created a new show dedicated to reviewing woodworking DVDs. Now, I don't know about you, Matt, but I have wasted a lot of money in the past on woodworking DVDs that just either weren't right for me or I just didn't get anything out of it. But I've also spent money on great DVDs that I've referred to constantly over and over. So I don't know, something like this just sounded like we needed to do it, you know, just to kind of get that information out to people.
Oh, I totally agree. I've done the same thing. It's one of those moments where you get home and you've been just so anxious to get this DVD. You finally pick it up. You open the cassette or the
cassette. You know, whoa, the cover. Whoa, whoa! Yeah. What year is this?
Well, you know, I do actually have a couple of cassette ones, but I can't figure out how to get them on my digital anymore.
It doesn't fit into the DVD slot. I don't know.
That's right. So, but anyway, I get home with those and I'll watch one. In fact, I've got like two or three that I can think of that I'm surprised they still work because I watch them over and over, and I still end up discovering something new. But yeah, there's been plenty of them that, you know, I feel guilty putting them in a garage sale because I don't want somebody else to feel the anxiousness I had when I was like, I can't believe I sunk money into that. What was I thinking? So yeah, it was about time for a show like this.
Yeah, we're not looking to be, you know, to tear anyone apart. We've got a lot of friends who make DVDs and people that we've had the good fortune of meeting. So we're not looking to step on anybody's feet here. But what we really want to do is just talk about these things. Talk about what you could expect when you purchase this DVD and whether it's really a good bargain. So let's just jump right into it. First of all, in today's show, we're going to cover this particular DVD from Wood Magazine. It's 12 Great Table Saw Jigs with Jim Heavey, a 44-minute DVD made in 2009, produced by Wood Magazine, and it's available for $19.95. Now, since this is the first review show, we wanted to take a moment to explain our rating system. We're using a basic 1-5 scale, but instead of stars, we're awarding grape sodas. And why grape sodas? I'm sure everyone is wondering. Because Matt and I have this running joke about eventually becoming old grumpy men who sit on the porch all day and drink grape sodas and yell at the neighborhood kids. Now, I don't know if we'll ever get there, Matt, but that's what I'm hoping we'll do one day.
We can have our little dreams, can't we? We'll just set that one aside in a little jar up on the shelf for us.
Right.
But, you know, the way we arrive at a final 1-5 rating is by analyzing the video on 5 attributes. That's going to be entertainment value, production quality, information quality, overall value, and this one is rather important, I think. It's whether it keeps its promise. Mm-hmm. Of course, some attributes will carry more weight than others. When we punch all these numbers into our highly sophisticated supercomputer, the end result is an easy-to-digest 1-5 grape soda rating from both Mark and myself. So with that out of the way, you know what? I'm going to grab the DVD, and we're going to take a look at the back, and we're going to read the description right off of the DVD case so that you can get an idea of what the expectations are from this DVD, and then we're going to talk about whether it actually fulfilled those. Mm-hmm. So it says on the back here, on this info-filled DVD, you'll find simple jigs for perfect tenons every time, a 3-way outfeed support that adapts to the job at hand, jigs for precisely ripping thin strips, cutting tapers, and more. Simple jigs increase the accuracy and versatility of your most useful shop tools. In this DVD, Wood Magazine's Jim Heavey demonstrates a dozen jigs to help you work faster and safer, whether you own a portable, contractor, or cabinet-style saw. Now, you'll even find jig plans you can print from your computer and take into your shop, and it's separated into must-have and nice-to-have. You'll find jigs of all types, along with the tips and techniques used by successful woodworkers. So, with that, let's go ahead and jump into the review, and I say we start off with that first attribute, entertainment value.
That sounds good. Now, here's the thing. Entertainment value, although it's an interesting thing to talk about. Entertainment value is probably the least important thing to us. And I think to most people, it's like, yeah, it's nice to be entertained, but the bottom line is we're trying to learn. You know, so when we talk about these categories being weighted, this is a good example. This one is actually one of the lowest weighted ones because it doesn't have to be funny to be very educational and helpful to you. So it's, you know, take everything that we say in this category with a bit of a grain of salt here. So we're going to kind of just look at the pros and cons in this particular category. First of all, Jim Heavey, he's got a lot of experience in his industry. If you've ever been to one of the wood shows that travel the country, you've probably seen him doing his thing. He has done so many seminars. This guy just knows his stuff. And I think it just, you know, he has a way on screen also that shows you that he knows his stuff. He's very confident. His delivery is great. Very clear, easy to understand. And, you know, he puts the pace that he sets, delivers the information in really nice bite-sized chunks. But I will have to say, to jump on the con side real quick, there's really not much in the way of just general entertainment value in terms of anything funny, anything lighthearted. It's just purely informational. I mean, did you get that same impression?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jim's a great speaker, like you said, but he is definitely the absolute straight guy. If he was going to be in a comedy duo, he would be the Abbott of the comedy world. I mean, he just is perfectly just like, this is it. This is matter of fact, and there's no messing around with it. Let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah, well, and in a case like that, you know, there are some DVDs that are very straight-laced, and, you know, the person doing the work is the straight man, like you're saying. But the problem is they may drone on a little bit too long, and that starts to bring up that snore factor a little bit, which we're trying to avoid if possible. So the good thing is he is quick, and he doesn't really spend more time on things than you really need to, and he moves on to the next item quickly enough that it holds your attention. And I didn't have any issues that frequently creep up on a lot of woodworking DVDs where I tend to just kind of drift off to sleep a little bit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he kept the topic moving forward. The pace is, it was exactly the way it should be, which really shows how much of an experienced instructor he is, that he can just keep this going, and there's no pausing in there, which is a good thing because it's keeping your attention. I mean, this is the perfect for me. I just had my big pasta dinner. I'm sitting down with my nice fluffy robe and my nice cushy slippers, and I'm going to watch me a woodworking DVD because it's the one way to clear the family out of the whole entire living room
that
it
is,
by
man.
Myself.
Yeah,
but I did not
time.
Fall asleep, which is perfect. That's the one thing I liked about this.
Yeah, it moved very quick. All right, so that's entertainment value. Let's move into production quality. You know, I'll go with my pros first. Very clear audio. The video is very bright, steady video work, a nice two-camera setup so that when they're talking about something, you know, up close, you can kind of get that nice zoomed-in close-up shot and see everything that's going on. And the plans that are included on the DVD are sort of, well, they're magazine style, right? Because I think we determined that they probably are taken directly from the magazine. So the PDF plans that are included on the disc are very clear, great pictures, and laid out in a really nice, understandable fashion.
Right. There's no wondering what part goes where, what do I need to cut? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the plans are laid out. I almost wish every single plan, or even preferably a manual, came as well as these did. So there's no doubt about that. And I have to agree with the video production. It really is spot on. It's something that I'm hoping to see versus one of those, hey, who put this out? Matt and who? What's this?
Now, I tend to be a little bit pickier than you. I think we've just, you know, knowing each other over the years, I tend to be a little bit pickier about production quality stuff. So how about you go first and let me know if you have any cons in particular dealing with purely production value.
Right. Really, when it comes down to it, I don't have any cons with this one. As you said, you're a little bit more pickier at this. I'm kind of a simple guy. And one thing I really liked with this particular disc is the way that it's set up. When I oftentimes will watch these DVDs on a little portable device, I take these to work with me. And this is something I'll do in my lunch hour, is watch something like this just because I love woodworking that much. I just want to have it around me. Or I've got a crappy little DVD player and TV down in my workshop, and I'm going to punch that in there, and I don't have to worry about it being like overblown, because with some of the new wide format things, like say I'm actually watching a movie, which is probably questionable doing in the woodshop, but it fits the screen perfectly. Everything I need to see is on the screen, so it worked really great. Other than that, I mean, like I said, I have no real cons with it. This DVD the overall production and the look and everything is exactly what somebody like myself is looking for.
Sure, sure. All right. Well, I'm going to be a little bit more of an a-hole than you. As much as I don't want to. Just a few things. And this, again, you know, we're here to analyze this stuff. It's a little nitpicky, but, you know, I thought there, and this, okay, for me, it's a con. For other people, it might not be. The menu was very basic, you know, very simple, no frills. So I guess in one sense, that's a pro because you could find what you're looking for. But sometimes I like to pop a DVD in and see a little bit of something, you know, hear a little music, get some activity going just to get me excited about what I'm about to watch.
Just to make sure that it's actually spinning and working in the, the DVD player, what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. The other thing that drove me nuts is the 4:3 aspect ratio. Although it appears with, what do they call that, pillar box on the side, mm-hmm. where you get the black bars on the side. So it's proportional. Nothing is stretched in an odd way. It actually looks fine, but it's only taking up a small percentage of my actual screen real estate on a standard widescreen TV. And, you know, it was made in 2009, but that's not that long ago. I mean, people, I would guess that most people watching this probably have 16x9 television sets these days. So, you know, let's start using widescreen format video cameras. It doesn't necessarily have to be high def. You know, you could still get standard widescreen and make it, you know, DVD resolution. So it kind of just drives me nuts when I see that 4:3 aspect ratio. That was one thing that kind of annoyed me. But forgivable, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
The other thing is the video itself, and this is kind of looks like a compression issue to me. The video looked a little bit choppy, almost like the frames per second weren't really fast enough. There wasn't high enough to make it a smooth and steady sort of fluid motion. So it actually almost looks like if you take a YouTube video and you watch it on your television, how it gets a little, you start to see a little bit of the digital artifacting, and it just looks like a web video on a big screen.
You know, to be honest with you, I noticed that just a little bit, yeah. But I was starting to think, well, I have this crappy little DVD player I take with me. Maybe it's this. So yeah. That's a good point.
Right. And these things you may not notice on a small device, you know, and that's why it works great for web video. But in terms of a 44 minute production on a DVD, I don't know that they necessarily needed to compress quite as much as they did to be able to get that on the DVD. But anyway, so the only other thing, and this is kind of, I don't know, maybe this might not even fit under production quality, but it's definitely something we need to talk about, is the plans on it that appear to be just repurposed from the magazine. It doesn't look like anything else was done with them. They're, like I said, it's good because they're very, you know, very straightforward. And the way, you know, obviously the way a magazine plan is made is to, you know, fit a lot of information into a small amount of space, but nothing was really expanded on. It looked like it was literally copy and paste from the magazine, drop it into the DVD, and no elaboration, nothing extra. So I don't know if you could say that really affects production quality, but it may have been an opportunity for them to flesh out the information a little bit. But of course, then that would have made production costs quite a bit more. But it's just something to be aware of, that it is a repurposed magazine plan.
Right. And that was something I think we can hit on in the information quality section of this, because you're right. When you look at, when you bring them up, you do notice if you kind of scan down a little bit on the pages, you'll see which issues they come right out of. So
it looks
like they pretty much scan them right in and then just said, okay, we'll take this. We'll put this over here. We'll put it on the DVD.
Sure.
But yeah, I could see that. I can see the production thing, because if this is going to be a brand new disc, it would be nice to have these all uniform, mm-hmm. where instead, as we, well, as we can discuss right here, it's more or less you are kind of going through and you can see what kind of paper they used.
Right,
you know,
right.
Kind of a thing. And what the articles and everything else were around it. Sure. So, yeah, that can definitely be something that would affect this.
Okay. All right. Well, let's jump into information quality since you brought it up there. Let's hear some pros. I talked enough at this point. What do you think?
Okay. Well, a couple of pros that I have are, I think the jigs, it's great that they're categorized into the must-have and the nice-to-have jigs. Although the one thing I did notice with it is the majority of them are the nice-to-have category. Mm-hmm. And I think that was pretty snazzy, because early on with especially a beginner woodworker, you can get so overwhelmed with all the different types of jigs that are out there. Yeah. I mean, every time you open a magazine, every time you're searching the internet, something pops up and there's this amazing, you know, jig that can do everything short of wash your car, cook your, you know, meals, and, you know, do your dishes and everything for you.
Right.
So having it broken down into the must-have and nice-to-have was one thing I think they did really, really well on the information quality. But when you as you kind of mentioned just a couple minutes ago, under the production part, the fact is this is pretty much a supplemental DVD to the magazine, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, really, as we said, the articles are straight out of the magazine and they're kind of repurposed for it. So that was one thing that I was slightly disappointed about. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and jump into the cons right here, because a couple other things I had with it are there wasn't much detail discussion on the construction of the jigs themselves.
Yeah.
That was one thing I was really, really hoping when we started up the DVD, was that we were going to get in there, especially in my opinion, at least. I think the must-have jigs might be the ones that you would really want to emphasize the proper construction of, and they really didn't do it. To be honest with you, the majority of them, Jim just kind of like explained, okay, this is the jig, showed a little bit of what the jig can do, talked a little bit about, you know, the materials to make the jig. But other than that, there wasn't very much video instruction of how to go about making the jigs. And if I'm a beginner, that can be something, even with the included plans, that could potentially be something that could really throw me off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's huge, because there's a lot of nuance when it comes to setting up jigs and making sure everything is square and how to use them. And if I recall correctly, he really only demonstrated about half of the jigs. You know, the first few were just like, here it is, and this is what this is, you know, let's talk about what it does, but not actually show it, you know. So that wasn't as useful as it could have been. And there really is absolutely no construction information whatsoever in the DVD. And right. We may touch on this again later, but I think that was one of my biggest disappointments, that it really seems, like you said, like the DVD is the extra and the plans are the primary meat of what you're buying here, because that's actually where you're going to get most of your information. So presenting it in such a way that the plans are the bonus feels a little backwards. You know, the video itself is the bonus because they don't go into those details. And I think it's a little bit to their detriment, because I think a lot of subtle details, the crosscut sled, for example, just getting alignment right on a crosscut sled is a very fine process, and it's never as easy as it appeared in the video, you know. So it's something
I only wish it was as close as what he showed. I mean, it was like, you put this here, boom, that's ready. There you go. Now you have a perfectly working cross-cutting sled. Yeah. I'm like, that's never, ever happened in my shop.
Yeah, but you know, hey, the bottom line is they're trying to squeeze 12 jigs into a short amount of time. So I think they did okay with managing that time. I do just wish, you know, maybe they, I don't know, maybe have a two DVD set, or make one a little bit longer so that we actually get more meat and hear Jim talking about his experience of the things that you run into when you're building these jigs. And I know the information is in his head. We just need to be able to give him time to tell us about it.
Right. Well, you know, one thing at the beginning of it, remember there was a discussion, and this is one thing that I don't want to say it misled me, because that's going too far as I'm concerned with saying that it misled me. But Jim did an amazing job of kind of going through and talking about the materials that you could potentially use to make your jigs.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, and going through, like, you know, about, like, you could use plywood, you could use this type of plywood. And he really broke that stuff down. And when you first see that coming into the DVD, my first thought is, oh, this is going to be detail oriented up the wazoo. This is amazing. Yeah. This is what I'm looking for. And then, yeah, like you said, we get into it and suddenly it's like, this is this. And I'm like, well, you're going to go back and talk about it, right? You're going to come back around.
Right. But yeah, you're right. It did set the expectation right away that we were going to get some serious details with that little introduction segment, which was fantastic in and of itself. But it was a little bit of a disappointment after that point. Okay, let's jump into overall value. Now, at $19.95, I will say it's definitely not a bad value for a set of 12 plans. But because these are repurposed, if you subscribe to Wood Magazine, or maybe you get one of their annual issues, do they do like a shops annual or a plans annual or anything like that that you know of?
I do believe they do, yeah. They put out at least a project one once in a while. I think they have like a summer projects and there's something like that for sure.
Yeah, so there is a chance that you may have seen these before. So, you know, to me, that brings the value down a little bit because it's repurposed stuff. Now, the other thing is concerning the price. It does seem that they have, and I didn't spend enough time there to figure it out, something where if you buy more than one, you get like 50% off of both. So
right.
This is definitely something you're not just going to want to buy this DVD, buy a couple of titles that interest you, because it looks like you could save substantially. But when we determine the overall value, we can only price it based on its individual price. So when we talk about what we think the value is overall, we're considering a $20, $19.95 DVD and not the discounts that you can get, because that's the only way we could look at it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, on the whole, the disc is a great tutorial on some really useful jigs for the table saw. And, you know, and he does it, Jim does a great job of going a little bit over the construction, but more the use, especially of the nice to have jigs.
Yeah.
And as you said, you know, the real value is in the plans, which, if you think about it, that is pretty good. That's not too bad. But yeah, again.
Well, yeah, and I mean, $19.95, not that bad if you're thinking I'm getting 12 plans for 12 jigs, and I've got some video highlights where I can actually see these jigs. Some of them in action, some not, but I can see them in person, and it's not a two-dimensional picture. I'm actually seeing video of it. So, right. You know, when you put it like that, $19.95 just really isn't that bad of a deal. So,
no.
Yeah, frankly, it's a pretty good buy.
Yeah, I will have to agree on you that, sir.
You agree on me. All right.
Yeah, I agree on you, and I agree on the disc, too.
Thank you. That sounds dirty.
Next we should ask ourselves, does it keep its promise? Now, I remember at the beginning of the show, we talked about what is on the disc, because after all, if you're standing in the store, this is what you're going to look at, and this is going to be a big part of what you're basing your judgment on.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned.
Spit it out, Matt.
I'm trying to get it out of there. I think I got your cold now.
That might be it, yeah.
Well, with the exception of the final line on the cover, you know, saying that you'll find all of these things in here. You'll find the jigs of all types along with the tips and techniques used by successful woodworkers at the line. I think the cover lives up to what it claims literally, but I think some viewers may be expecting more footage of the actual jigs themselves, especially more footage of them being constructed.
Absolutely.
So that's the only thing I my kind of con to this is it's the one aspect of the cover that I don't think it lives up to. Is I think there's some expectation of seeing more construction in case there's any little thing you're going to trip up on when constructing them yourself.
Yeah, I mean, the box states specifically that Jim demonstrates the 12 jigs, but in actuality, he only demonstrates about half of them. I even have a quote here. It says, you'll even find plans that you could print out from your computer. And that kind of leads one to believe that the plans are the bonus content, when in fact the plans are really the only way most people will be able to make these jigs. The video content in and of itself is not enough for the average woodworker. Well, if you've got some experience, you can kind of just look at it and say, okay, well, I'll just make an approximate measurement. But if you want to build that exact jig, you're not going to be able to do it just with the video.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So I think, it does keep its promise fairly well. But again, I think there is an expectation these days of a little bit more detail in the way of video, especially if you're selling a DVD.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Totally agree.
All right. Well, I think we could probably move into our final scores on this. I wound up giving it we have some complex math and supercomputer action going on. But my final score was a 2.8 out of 5. And that is officially
3 grape sodas.
I gave it a 2.9 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I also gave it a
3 grape sodas.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing we also want to stress is a 2.8 and a 2.9. Some people may look at that and go, ooh, that's a bad review. No, that's average.
Right.
You know, that's kind of in the middle. And in fact, it's a little bit above average. I would say the vast majority of things that we review are probably going to fall into the 2 to 4 range, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Basically anything above 4 and anything below 2 is going to be sort of the outlier. You know, there aren't going to be many that will fall into those categories just because they have to be really darn good or really, really bad.
Right. If it's going to be a 5, it's going to be one of those things. We're going to be bragging about this so much. Our families are going to be hating us because we're going to be sitting down to watch this every single time.
I'm going to buy Nicole a copy. I'm going to send one to my brother. You know, it's going to be good stuff or really crappy stuff that I'm going to tell people to avoid like the plague. So let's hope we don't have many of those.
Yeah, I agree. I really hope we don't find any of these. And if we do, well, we're going to make sure that you know about it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So you want to sum it up for us, Matt?
Absolutely. Now, as long as your expectations are set appropriately, I think most folks will enjoy this DVD. The jigs are well constructed, and the digital plans certainly give you enough information to build them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. The one thing missing here is the real world detail and a nuance that sometimes comes along for the ride when you're building jigs. These details would have been really nice to see in the video. But if you're looking to bolster your collection of useful table saw jigs, this DVD is going to get you heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you want to win a copy of this DVD, All you have to do is head to the Wood Talk Online forum at woodtalkonline.com and post a comment in this episode's show notes thread about your favorite table saw jig. And sometime before the next review show, we're going to pick two lucky winners. And you know what? If you want to purchase this DVD, well, we'll have links in the show notes, because maybe you think you're not going to be lucky, or maybe you just have a jig that you, well, you don't want to show anybody. So you can always just, you know, break out the wallet and buy it yourself.
Yeah, we only have two to give away. So, you know, there's a lot of you and only two discs, but we'll put the links there for you if you want to buy it. And, you know, just again, just give us your favorite table saw jig, something you really like using. And hey, it's a forum, so post a picture. That would be great. And, you know, I haven't really decided whether this is going to be a random selection or if we're just going to pick our favorites. Really, I would put a little effort into the post. If you have a couple pictures, that may sway our decision on who wins. You know, so again, we'll draw the winners next week. But speaking of next week, or I should say next show, because I'm not sure when the next one will be. We're going to try to do it next week. We'll be reviewing a fine woodworking project DVD from the folks over at Taunton Press. This one's called Bookcase with Bracket Feet by Philip Lowe. And you really don't want to miss this one. I think it's going to be great. And, you know, I actually have mostly technique-based videos, so I think it's going to be fun to watch one that's specifically based around a project.
I think it is, too. I'm kind of the same way. I don't have very many project ones. So this is going to be, ooh, I'm going to have to pop some popcorn. I'm going to break out my best grape soda.
Oh, yeah, grape soda. All right, well, that really does it for us. We hope you enjoyed the first episode of the Wood Talk Online review show, doing something a little bit different here. And if you have suggestions for DVDs or things that you'd like us to review, you could certainly leave that comment in the forum, and we will consider it. And, you know, I do also want to add a little bit of a disclaimer here, Matt. I think we probably should, that we don't pay for these DVDs.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, the companies that produce the DVDs are very helpful in getting us copies for review. And in some cases, here's how it's going to work. In some cases, we will be giving away our copies if we don't receive any extra to give away to people. Some people I know Fine Woodworking gave us a few extras here and there, so we may be able to keep those DVDs and give two or three away, depending on what they gave to us. But we decided that we can't afford all of these DVDs to actually buy them and review them. And if we have everyone sending us these DVDs for free for review, it sort of levels the playing field a little bit. And hopefully with this review, the way we've started, you can kind of see that we're not really here to kiss anybody's butt. We're giving an honest opinion and trying to give you as many facts as possible. So you can make a decision on whether it's a good DVD buy for yourself. So with that, Matt, I think it's time for us both to go enjoy some tasty grape soda beverages and happy woodworking and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. I will be talking to you later. Oh, I hope I don't get too gassy off this one.
Oh, you know you will.